Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Mursaleen, amma ba'd, fa'a'uzu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله The Prophet of mankind, the peace of our heart and mind, the most generous and kind, صلى الله تعالى عليه وآله وسلم has said, Indeed, he who recites Salat upon me the most, will be the closest to me on the Day of Judgment. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Dear Islamic brothers, 13 Madani pearls have been extracted from Tafsir Na'imi in regards to Ramadan. Number 1. The blessed Kaaba calls the Muslims towards it and distributes its bounties. But this month comes to us and distributes its blessings. It is as if the Kaaba is a well and Ramadan is a river, or the former is a river and the latter is rain. Number 2. In every month, there are specific dates and timings for worship. For example, Hajj is performed in some particular days of Eid al-Adha. Similarly, the 10th date of Muharram is the greatest in the whole month. But in Ramadan, specific worships are carried out in every moment of every day. Fasting, doing iftar, waiting for Taraweeh, offering Taraweeh Salah, sleeping or resting so that one can get up for Sahari and eating Sahari are all worships. In other words, every moment manifests the glory of Allah Azza wa Jal. Number 3. Ramadan is like a furnace. As a furnace polishes dirty iron and shapes the polished iron into a device that can be fitted into a machine, and as a furnace shapes gold into jewelry and makes it fit to wear, similarly, Ramadan purifies the sinner and elevates the ranks of virtuous people. Number 4. In Ramadan, the reward of a nafil deed is equivalent to a fard, and the reward of a fard deed is increased 70 times more. Number 5. Some scholars have said that if someone dies in the month of Ramadan, he will not be questioned in his grave. Number 6. Laylatul Qadr is also in this blessed month. The verse mentioned earlier says that the Holy Quran was revealed in the month of Ramadan, and in other verses Allah Azza wa Jal says, translation of Kanzul Iman, undoubtedly, we sent it down in Laylatul Qadr, the blessed and valuable night. It becomes clear by the combination of both of the verses that Laylatul Qadr is in Ramadan, and it is most probably the 27th night, because there are 9 letters in the Arabic word Laylatul Qadr, and these words appear 3 times in this surah. 9 multiplied by 3 is 27. Therefore, it may well be the 27th night. Number 7. In Ramadan, Satan is held in captivity and the gates of hell are closed. Heaven is adorned and its gates are opened. This is why fewer sins are committed and more virtuous acts are carried out in these days. Even those who commit sins in this month do so due to their nafs or the evil temptations for their accompanying devils. Number 8. There will be no accountability of what is eaten or drunk in Ramadan. Number 9. On the Day of Judgment, Ramadan and the Holy Quran will intercede for the fasting person. Ramadan will say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I prevent him from eating and drinking during the day. And the Holy Quran will say, Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, I prevent him from sleeping at night by making him recite me and offer his Taraweeh Salah. Number 10. In Ramadan, the Prophet of Rahmah, the intercessor of Ummah, the owner of Jannah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, would free every slave and give charity in abundance. In Ramadan, Allah Azza wa Jal also frees people from the fire of hell. Therefore, we should strive to perform virtuous deeds and avoid sins in Ramadan. Number 11. Ramadan is the only month in which excellence is mentioned in the Holy Quran by name. No other month is mentioned in the Holy Quran by name. No such virtues of any other month were described. Sayyidatuna Maryam radiyallahu ta'ala anha is the only woman whose name is mentioned in the Quran, and Sayyiduna Zain ibn Harisa radiyallahu ta'ala anhu is the only companion whose name is mentioned in the Quran. This proves the greatness of the three. Number 12. In Ramadan, prayers are answered at the time of iftar and sahri. This privilege has not been given to any other month. Number 13. There are five letters in the Arabic word of Ramadan: Ra, Mim, Dad, Alif, and Noon. The Ra in Ramadan refers to the Rahmat, meaning mercy of Allah Azza wa Jal. Mim refers to the Muhabbat, meaning love of Allah Azza wa Jal. Dad refers to the Daman, guarantee from Allah Azza wa Jal. Alif refers to the Aman, meaning protection granted by Allah Azza wa Jal. And Noon refers to the Noor of Allah Azza wa Jal. There are five special worships in Ramadan: fasting, Taraweeh, recitation of the Holy Quran, i'tikaf, and worship at Laylatul Qadr. So anyone who sincerely performs these five forms of worship will deserve the aforementioned five favors. Dear Islamic brothers, heaven is adorned the whole year to welcome the month of Ramadan. Sayyiduna Abdullah ibn Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhuma has narrated that the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has stated, "Indeed, heaven is adorned for Ramadan from the beginning of the year to the end." He sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wasallam has further stated, "On the first day of Ramadan, a breeze blows beneath heavenly trees, delighting the big-eyed maidens of heaven. The maidens say, 'Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, make such servants of yours our husbands who will feast their eyes on us, and we will feast our eyes on them.'" Sallu ala al-Habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of Mustafa sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, forgive us, our parents, and all the Muslims. O Allah Azza wa Jal, forgive the mistakes of this dars and all our sins. Give us the enthusiasm to become pious and practicing Muslims, and make us obedient to our parents. O Allah Azza wa Jal, make us your sincere lovers and of your beloved Rasul sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Cure us from the disease of sins. O Allah Azza wa Jal, give us the ability to act upon the Madani in'amat and travel with the Madani kafilas. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with the enthusiasm of making individual efforts to persuade others to carry out Madani activities. O Allah Azza wa Jal, free every Muslim from disease, debt, unemployment, wrongful court cases, and every type of worry. O Allah Azza wa Jal, may Islam dominate and the enemies of Islam be disgraced. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with steadfastness in the Madani environment of Dawat-e-Islami. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless every Muslim with obedient offspring. O Allah Azza wa Jal, bless us with a martyrdom under the shadow of the Green Dome while we are beholding the beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, and grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi and the neighborhood of your beloved Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam in Jannatul Firdaus. O Allah Azza wa Jal, for the sake of the fragrant breeze of Medina, accept all our lawful du'as. Ya Allah Azza wa Jal, your bondsmen ask me to make supplications. Fulfill their du'as and relieve them of all complications. Ameen. Bijahin Nabiyyil Ameen sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله سبحان ربك رب العزة أما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين حق لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله.
Every moment, every breath, we thank Allah. The blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan, the blessings of Ramadan.